Yo, welcome to And Then I Found 20 Bucks, the podcast where we ramble on and then we find 20 bucks and make it finally interesting. I am TJ Fadehawk. With me is Eddie Fraud.
Ahoy, hoy.
And what's your radio name going to be?
Oh, I don't know. I feel like you can't give yourself a radio name. Somebody else has to.
That should be.
I don't know. Chris Mayer.
Gabba Gabba Haley.
Gabba Gabba Haley. That's that was a great name.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great
Gabba
name.
Gabba Haley.
Gabba that's Gabba it. Haley. There we go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we're here for another fun week of And Then I Found 20 Bucks. Like I said.
I like the name. The new name's good.
I like the new name a lot too.
The name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually the name. And then I found 20 bucks.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's how you end a rambling story, so it's perfect for this podcast.
Yeah, because we tend to do
all
that.
I do is tell rambling stories.
Yeah, I know. That's why podcasting is easy and everybody does it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We're gonna be set out from the rest though, because we have a girl. It's not just three white guys talking about nothing. Now we have
that's
a
true.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Although Eddie has told me what they're called in the radio world and I don't like that.
But well, see, it's different because it's podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They actually have something to say. They're not just used as props for white guys.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In the radio world, girls on a morning zoo show are called holes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a technical industry term.
Did not care for that.
That's because the radio world is dying, and that's good because it's run by a bunch of jockey white guys that suck.
Mm-hmm.
Guys. Uh-huh. Oh, you guys.
Yeah, you
oh,
guys.
Guys.
And
you
do guys. Radio voice.
Wow! Welcome to Then I Found 20 Bucks. We do need sound effects.
It did occur to me, Eddie, that we saw a particularly great screening of Aquaman that we could talk about.
Yeah, we could. Oh. We could talk about that. We could
I don't think I've gotten a chance to tell TJ that in person.
I don't think you have either. And then I found $20 movie corner with our review of Aquaman.
There's no business like show business. There's no business like
well,
movie
TJ, are you familiar with my movie theater anxieties?
Yes, I am.
So I don't care for movie theater because it is a dark place and I don't trust people. So I always have to sit in the back seat.
Right.
And
a mobster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Back to the wall. It's the only
back
place
to, the
to be.
It's the only place we can watch movies.
A reclining seat for that. So this was a Sunday afternoon in the middle of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Was this 3 weeks ago, Eddie?
I don't know. Sure.
Approximately 3 weeks ago, we go in, we sit down, and a couple comes in. And they shot daggers at us. And I thought that was a little bit odd, but they, sat in the middle.
Yeah.
And so we started watching the movie, which, Eddie, you liked it, right?
I thought it was all right. I mean, Jason Momoa is best when he doesn't say anything.
Yeah. Well, and he's, just there for us to look at,
Right.
Yeah.
And so Eddie and I, as husband and wife, have little games that we play where he'll just stare at me and do funny things and it makes me laugh. And so we're halfway through, so there's a 40-minute remaining chunk of the movie.
Yeah.
And he's just staring at me, and I thought he was doing a funny face thing, and I'm like, stop it, stop looking at me. And it wasn't until he pulled his phone out that I realized he was filming something, and I looked ahead. And Eddie, do you want to explain what we saw?
We saw those people that were staring daggers at us, engaged in the act of coital Bliss.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And so what we saw was, like, so it was a blonde-haired female and a, like, shaved-head man.
Yeah.
And they were in two chairs. And so we could not see any part of the female.
Okay.
We saw the side of the shaved head just moving rhythmically up and down.
Okay.
So, like, we spent the rest of the movie just watching them and trying to figure out what positions they were in.
Yeah, it was logistically, interesting.
There was two couples in front of them as well. Like, we were not the only people.
Right.
No, no, this was a small movie theater that was semi-filled.
Correct. And Jason Momoa was, like, mermaning in the background, and there was, like, bubbles and, like, an underwater. It. I'm still, like, traumatized.
Just trying to figure it out.
That's probably why they were shooting daggers to you, because they're used to sitting in the back and being able to do their thing.
Correct.
And that is what somebody said to me, and I now will be taking, like, spray version of rubbing alcohol. It's just gotten so much worse.
Just ramped up the anxiety.
Do you know how disgusting that is? Also, like, the crown, I mean, so they went at it for, like, 40 minutes, and there was position changes, and, like, I can't understand what they were doing, but it was not a traditional girl in guy's lap situation. And it wasn't even like the, like, a making out. Like, they did everything, because we're getting stressed out because the movie is coming to an end and they're still doing stuff. So also we've decided that since there was no kids, we didn't say anything, but I think if there was, like, kids in the theater, we'd have to intervene, but I'm not sure what the protocol is. So it's just, like, let them rip, I guess.
Right.
And so, you know, it's like getting down to the end of the movie. They both surface. Her hair is, like, a mess. They both, Eddie, say it with me, wipe their mouths, which is
wipe their mouths off.
They both wipe their mouths.
And he gently brushes her must up hair.
Yes.
Away from her face.
Yeah.
Yes, he brushes the strand behind her ear. They kind of sit. So then we're like, wow, you know, kind of applauding them, like, they got it done in time.
Yeah.
They sat for, like, I'm gonna say 7 to 10 minutes, TJ. They sat there, okay?
Okay.
After this moment, being softly in love, or whatever you want to call it, only then do we see her hold her pants up to kind of sort them out and then slide them on. So she sat there with no pants on. Like,
wow.
It was, I can't stop thinking about it. So, credits roll, the couple directly in front of them bolt faster than I've ever seen anybody leave a theater. Eddie and I obviously sat to try to, like, see, like, we had to sit and see, like, who these people were. What, they never left. We sat. Did the lights come up, Eddie? Like, I think we sat there creepily too long.
We sat there at least, like, Marvel movie length. You know what I mean? Like, till the end of the credits.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we never saw them again. So it's like, my question is, like, what would your first guess be, TJ? Like, what's that situation? Who is banging in Aquaman on a Sunday afternoon?
Who would it be? Is it somebody I know?
No. I'm just saying, like, is it cheating spouses? Is it high schoolers? Like, who is so desperate without a place to do it that they're banging in Aquaman on a Sunday afternoon and we took their spot? And they just did it anyway.
Well, I think if they're not cheating on other people, that might just be their thing. Like, I dated a girl.
I didn't think about that.
I dated a girl whose thing was having sex with other people either in the room or in the next room over.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What? That was,
yeah. This girl that I dated was... It would be like midnight and she'd start, getting things started. Making things happen.
Stoking the flames of love.
Stoking the flames. And I lived in that one-bedroom apartment.
Which one was that?
The one in Bellefonte.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay.
And friends would come visit and sleep on the couch.
No. TJ, we lived with you.
not in that one-bedroom apartment.
Not in that one-bedroom apartment. Oh, I'm very upset right now.
Why are you upset at it? We didn't do it with you there.
Oh, okay.
We weren't there.
Yeah, this was before we all lived together. That's amazing.
So anyway, so she would want other people to be around.
Yeah, but not catch us, but be in a position to catch us.
Would we call that like voyeurism light?
I think so. Like, okay. And I don't think
she probably moved on to voyeurism, I'm assuming.
I don't know.
I feel like that's the next logical step for them.
God, I don't know. So maybe that's what these movie people were. They're like, we want to do this under like this soft light beaming off of Jason Momoa's cheeks on the big screen. And we want approximately 8 other people to be in the theater with us.
Right.
But it's like, I mean, they missed such a mediocre movie. You know, that's the worst part.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's the best movie I ever saw. It's the best movie I ever saw. I don't know.
Oh, one of the longest movies, then.
When I was a wee youngin', we used to go see Titanic and make out in the back row. But I don't really think we did much more than make out.
This. You said that you had favors performed during Titanic multiple times.
That's true, but we were in the back row. Like, we would never do it if we weren't in the back row.
You had Titanic was your movie for that?
Because it was 3 hours. Because it was 3 hours long.
Right. Well,
I saw Titanic without ever seeing Titanic.
Yeah,
I saw Titanic like 4 times.
It's a pretty like.
Because it came out. Movie. It came out when I was like 8th, 9th grade. I'm guessing.
Yeah,
8th, 9th grade, something like that.
Well,
yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio is basically Viagra for like 9th grade girls. So
see, that's after college, Anchorman was my go-to.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Anchorman.
It like, worked every time.
You put it on.
Well, because it's fucking boring, and you have to like do something else besides.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
I'm trying to think. I don't think that,
I like Eggman, but it gets pretty boring.
It does.
After a while.
I don't think that I have, like, a go-to movie. I don't think the thought of doing anything in a movie theater makes me want to hurl.
Yeah, you're not that type of girl.
Yeah.
It just seems like it would burn. Like, there is salt in places that it should not be. Like, it just, like, think about the feeling you get on your face after you eat popcorn. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
like
a it's a chem- string. It's a just it's ugh. A chemical peel for your vagina. Mm.
Yucky.
That sounds exciting.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God.
That was a good one.
Should we
move on to last week in podcast?
Yeah, I'm ready when you guys are. If you guys got something.
Yeah, DJ, go for it, man.
Okay.
What's last week in podcast? You guys just talk about what happened last week in podcast?
Yeah, you just talk about a podcast you listen to. It doesn't even have to be one that was last week. It's just one you heard this week, like last week.
Yeah.
Within the last week.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I was listening to Joe Rogan because he had Dave Foley and some other guy that has a podcast with Dave Foley from Kids in the Hall.
Oh, and I heard the Dave Foley podcast is pretty good.
It was. It took, he said in the opening that it takes like an hour to get into it. But yeah, it was actually pretty interesting. They talked about UFOs and aliens most of the time.
I love that stuff.
And it was really, really interesting. It was really weird to listen to a podcast with Dave Foley and not have them talk about Kids in the Hall at all.
That's awesome.
They mentioned news radio a couple of times, which I went back.
Because they were on it together.
Yeah, they were both on it. And I actually went back and watched it a couple of episodes.
It's a pretty good show.
It was, yeah. I did this
especially episode. When Phil Hartman was on it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, after What's he died, that was.
Well, John Lovitz did an okay job, actually.
He did, but,
he's no Phil Hartman.
He's no Phil Hartman. No. I know John Lovitz also blamed Andy Dick for what happened to Phil.
Oh, fuck yeah. There was he punched Andy Dick in the face at a party.
Yeah, Andy Dick is like not a, I don't.
Because
I think he's not a good person, right?
No, he's not. Well, he got Phil Hartman's wife hooked back on coke. She was off cocaine. And he got he went to a party at her house and brought cocaine.
Well, see,
to the house.
I agreed with that up until, hold on, brain fart right there. Up until I heard, and this was a few years ago, an Adam Carolla podcast where he had Andy Dick on and they talked about it. And Andy Dick said he did not sell her that stuff, that she got it from somebody else who was a mutual acquaintance of his, but he wasn't the one who did it.
But he facilitated it.
He facilitated it, yeah.
Yeah.
So he is proxy at fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like that he...
Which if your friend died and you had the proxy person, it's still acceptable to punch him straight in his fucking dumb face.
That's true. I don't disagree with that at all.
Yeah. But I don't know.
I listened to Page Seven last week. That's my go-to amazing podcast. It makes me so happy.
What happened
on Page Seven? They just recapped. They just talked about the Oscars. They talked about Lorena, which have you watched that, TJ?
No, what is that?
It's like a 4 or 5 hour series about Lorena Bobbitt cutting off her husband's wiener. And I think that's pretty much all they talked about. It's fantastic. If you don't listen to it, you should definitely listen to it.
They talked about Jason Momoa in his pink suit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you should listen. Page Seven is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great palate cleanser for like listening to murder porn constantly, and then you just need some celebrity gossip.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty. But so it's got Jackie Zabrowski on it, who is Henry Zabrowski's sister from the podcast I Like, Last Podcast on the Left.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes. And Marcus Parks and like Molly Neffel. It's a really, really good podcast.
So I listened to Last Podcast on the Left, and they talked about Skinwalker Ranch that I talked about last week. But they do like deep dives, so it was like a 3-part episode. But they do a thing called Side Stories, where it's just basically like this podcast, but people send them weird stories and they talk about it.
Right.
And the best one was a guy in Home Depot sent a text saying like, I'm about to blow this place up, right? And so they called the bomb squad and like freaked out. And he sent the text meaning he was gonna go take a shit and blow up the bathroom.
How did they know he sent a text message?
I think it was a text message. It was so funny.
How did they know?
He sent a text message saying, like, hold on. It was like,
like, what, the government saw it? Like, who saw
the text message? No, like, somebody reported it. Home Depot. Blow this place up. Man warns about blowing up Home Depot with bowel movement. Cops called.
Honestly, if that's a crime, throw me in jail. Like sending gross text messages. Like, because it's not even like that he's getting in trouble for shitting. He's getting in trouble for sending a text saying he's gonna shit.
Oh wait, no, he didn't send a text. The Home Depot staff called 911 after a customer reportedly told them that a man had just made a bomb threat in the bathroom.
So wait, was he talking to himself in there?
No,
oh my gosh! I love it so much.
Said, somebody told me there's a bomb in here and you need to leave the building. He said it 3 times. This turned out to be rather rough translations of what the supposed bomber actually said. A second witness later revealed that the man told the other bathroom guards, y'all need to get out of here because I'm fixing to blow it up.
I mean, like I said, like...
He was just being a courteous gentleman.
He's like, yo,
He's like, I'm gonna blow this bathroom up. This guy's got a bomb.
Do you remember when we went to get massages at Mulan Massage and the guy was there and he... So, we love Asian massages.
But not like Robert Crafty as a massagist.
No.
Just like
You have to Google, and if it says therapeutic only, then that means they don't jerk you off.
Oh.
Yeah, therapeutic. So if you're on like a sneaky jerk off site.
Yeah, like depending on what you want. Like
If you're on those sites and you read therapeutic only, it's not therapeutic only. It's therapeutic only. You know what I mean? That's the tone of those sites.
So
Sorry.
We go to them all the time because I love them and I think they're amazing. And I feel that they're not there against their will. Like they're just like,
right.
They're giving great massages. But Eddie and I went and like they tell you to come in and you like sit in a chair and the walls are very thin and we were sitting there like. This is right around the time of the Aquaman experience, actually. And we hear a guy in the room, and we just hear, oh! Like, it was breathtaking. But we thought that there was a girl in there with him. No, he was just, like, by himself after the fact. Just, like, he was so relaxed. And so then he came out, and he was like talking to her for like an hour about how he should put heat on his neck. So like he definitely just got like a really good massage.
Yeah.
But he was just in the massage room, just like grunting and groaning. And I've never heard, like, do you grunt and groan, TJ? Like I've never heard TJ or I've never heard Eddie just like grunting and groaning for no reason. Like
no.
Yeah. He farted, right, Eddie? Like, I didn't imagine that part. Like, he...
Oh, no, he's totally farted. He totally farted.
It was amazing. I don't know. Those are the best massages. Have you ever gotten an Asian massage, TJ, or any massage?
I have not, actually. What? Not a professional massage, no.
Oh, my God. Guess what your birthday present is this year? Are you uncomfortable with, like, nudity or like are you just you don't want to be touched by a stranger?
I don't care.
You just have never had the opportunity to go.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I never had enough money to actually get like a massage.
Well, that's why you go to the Asian place, because it's very reasonable.
See, I thought about doing that and then I just never did, you know.
It's also incredibly creepy the first time you go in because like you're like like it's just scary.
It's always like a little shady.
It's yeah.
You're like, ooh. You're like, is there gonna be like a curtain? Like, but it's always fine. We know the good one. She's amazing. There's one that has teeny tiny hands, like the smallest hands, and like they give you a massage and then they flip you over and then they like do your face, which is nice because you're usually like kind of congested.
Right.
And like her hand, like Eddie. You've had her. It's like they're so small.
But this leads me to
my question, like, why when we go get like our shame massages, which are like our little like ghetto massages that we get, why is this man whom he's a billionaire, correct?
Right.
He's a billionaire and he's doing the same like frugal little like massages, but like he was doing it for the hojo.
Yeah, Kraft just wanted his macaroni cheese. That's all.
Oh, bravo!
Boo!
Am I correct?
But no, you're right. You're right. Like why are you going to a cheap like strip mall massage parlor when he?
Well, I heard.
Good.
No, I heard that maybe like he. wanted to like not be known, you know what I mean? But still, it doesn't like, it doesn't make any sense. You could like buy somebody,
they're gonna know, like, who like he is.
$6 billion, you could literally buy someone. Like, I'm pretty sure it's not that crazy,
right?
Of a billionaire being able to like just like hire.
So, what's his marital? Like, I'm looking it up. Is he married?
He was, sure, and his wife died like 7 years ago.
Oh.
No.
Well, dude.
But that if they were, sense. See, then leave well, him see, here's alone. The thing. Like, his, like, he's well, a lonely no. man.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Like, if it wasn't,
oh, wait,
like, human trafficking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
They're,
if, it wasn't, if it wasn't, yeah. Well, that's the problem with, like, all the, but that's the problem with, like, the antiquated, like, sex, like, worker laws. It's like, dude, if, like, it was legal, he could, like, totally just have, like, you know, even if it was like he was into like Asian people, he could have like a little Asian like woman well, come up and like, you know what I mean?
He could jerk even go, like, why would you go to Florida to do it? Like, why
I'm
not go
you have... up for the first time? He's not like, he's not as gross as I thought. I mean, he's not like not gross.
If you have, what do you say, $6 billion?
$6 billion.
Number one, why would you go to Florida? Because
I think he owns like half the state.
Well, all right then, fair enough.
Yeah, I mean,
number two, why not just go to Nevada where prostitution's legal?
Well, I mean, like,
and
I mean,
not
obviously,
worry about
like,
that at all.
Well, obviously, if you're there, you're not going to like get on a plane for like 7 hours to like go get jerked off for 2 minutes. You know what I mean?
If you had $6 billion, you could.
But I mean, like, but no, I'm saying like you could just hire. You could hire anyone. You can hire anyone. You just go to like some girl and be like, "Hey, you know, like, would you like to spend like
I'm
an
sorry.
Hour with me?"
You could, like, I guess.
Are you proposing a honeymoon in Vegas situation? Like, it's just like, oh, like for enough money, like I don't care if you're married to Nicolas Cage, like just come be. It doesn't work. Oh my god, I. It's just the part that's complicated is that it's probably human trafficking.
Most likely, yeah. Which is
that's actually the problem.
Sad.
Like, we agree, right? Like, nobody's mad about, are people really upset about consensual prostitute, like prostitution? Like, if somebody is like doing
yeah,
it,
some people are.
So yeah, some people are, some people aren't. It's,
I would yeah. imagine that they just think that there's no way that it could be consensual, that somebody's just doing it because they were like, oh, this is a great way to make some money, or like
right.
a lot of money.
Right. If it was yeah, like, if it was like Gap-Tooth Tammy down the street giving handies in her living room, that's a little bit different than
Tammy.
It's a little bit different than a girl who was picked up in South Korea or North Korea or wherever.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
forced
or
to
that-
do that.
Right, or somebody that's driven there through, like, addiction. You know, like, that's unfortunate
right.
as well.
Right, right, right.
I'm with Eddie, though. I feel like that money would allow, like, even if not, like, a honeymoon in Vegas situation, like, just, you would think he'd be
maybe
able to just
options.
Have a girlfriend that would be willing to.
Right. Well,
yeah.
But then again, he's, you know, 70-some years old, I think, right?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Maybe he's afraid of dating because he doesn't want somebody to try to like gold dig him.
Well, and he doesn't. He probably doesn't know any other way to do it.
Girl. Oh yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've never. I don't know. I just feel like
it's like that. You know, in Office Space when they're trying to figure out how to do money laundering and they ask the kid selling magazines.
I would think that he would have, and maybe Eddie, you mentioned this and I just missed it. I would think that he would have at some point in his life been handed like a card from somebody that was like, hey, if you ever need anything, you know, wink, wink, call this number. Like, wouldn't you think that there'd be like private escorts that he can just call that like come to him? Like, to
yeah.
me, it's more alarming that he has to like get in a car and
right.
drive to a strip mall. Like,
yeah.
that part seems so much less. I'm totally missing the point, being very
well,
insensitive that there are sex workers that are possibly there against their will. But, like, right, that's the problem.
Well,
yeah,
yeah that's I guess, what got him caught, which makes sense. I mean, but when
also,
you roll up to a massage parlor in a strip mall in a Bentley, somebody's going to notice.
Yeah.
It's not like a Hyundai with a Bentley lift right. kit. It's if like I, an actual Bentley.
If I had that much money, I'd be driving around in the car that I'm driving in now. You know? my shitty little Focus.
Like, oh, yeah. Like
$6 billion last year. Yeah, but I don't want anybody to know that. I got my shitty little Focus.
So you're saying that if you really make it someday and you're just like a loaded man,
yeah.
you're gonna continue to drive a Ford Escort? Or like, what do you drive? What Focus. Do you have right now? A Ford Focus? Like, you're just yeah. gonna keep... I think that's such a good plan. Eddie it and really I have is. Always, you know, actually, this is like more than Eddie and I swear, like my parents, when I was a kid, they'd be like, more like my mom. She's like, listen, like if it was definitely going to happen, she's like, if you ever win the lottery, like you can't tell anybody. Like,
yeah.
You have to. Like it was like, this was like a weird thing that came up. We never even played the lottery, but my mom was like, you can't tell anybody. You have to right. keep it a secret. So it's well, like, what do you do? Like you're just,
that's
just
not,
like, have it.
That's not wrong. I mean, you hear all the stories of people like, as soon as they win the lottery, they suddenly have 16 or 17 more cousins.
No,
they're all dying of cancer.
Of the woodwork, you know? Or yeah. your friends come yeah. to you and ask for like business investments, and you're like,
exactly.
They're like, uh-huh. listen, they're like all Tom Haverford ideas.
Look, they're like I can't get my Kombucha business off the ground without
yes.
your initial investment of $2,300,000.
Honestly, yeah. like
$230,000.
Did you ever see the show that was like people that were rednecks that won the lottery, and it was amazing? It was like they would buy like 45 snowmobiles.
Oh, it doesn't surprise.
Like awesome.
What show is that? Because that's a show I want to watch.
Yeah, I kind of want to watch that.
Let me see if I can figure it out.
Or was it a documentary?
It was a documentary. Lottery.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Winner.
I gotta watch that.
I'll find it.
Yeah.
Talk amongst yourselves. I can find it.
See, that is exactly like, it's true. You just don't tell anybody about it. Mm-hmm. You take
no.
your winnings and
you don't drive a Bentley to get a jerk off.
Right. You keep your job at least for a little while, and then
yeah, man, and you put it in a fucking blind trust.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That you don't have access to, and you could just get paid out a little bit each, like, year.
Right. Right.
It is called The Lottery Changed My Life. It is on my favorite channel, TLC. yes. It's called The Lottery Changed My Life, I believe. And it looks like it started in 2010, and then it has a little hyphen, and then it doesn't have an end date, which I guess means it's still on, right?
Yeah. That means it's still on.
Yes, the lottery. There's also my lottery dream home, which I believe they actually talked about on page 7 or something that I was listening to. No, that was My Favorite Murder. They talked about it. There's my lottery dream home, which I've never seen, but I believe it's called The Lottery Changed My Life. Yes, I know I've watched it. We saw it at your parents' house, Eddie. It was amazing. They'd be like, yeah, like this is, they would tell you how much they won. And they would say, like, what they spent it on and, like, how much they have left. Like, it was the best show ever. I think that's what it is. I could be wrong, but we'll find it. We'll watch it tonight. Like, it's amazing.
Then we'll do a recap.
Yeah. Ugh,
so good.
Next week's recap.
Next week's
TJ, recap. TJ, what's your – what like, do you have a lottery game plan? Like, I'm assuming everybody has one, right, for when they obviously win the lottery.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has a plan until, you know, it goes sour, but my plan would be to work. I'd still work. I wouldn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's like a Mr. Deeds situation.
Yeah, sure. I'd still work.
Like, you just come into a ton of money, like, tomorrow.
Right, right. I would buy a new car, but it wouldn't be, like, anything crazy. Like, it'd be another used car.
It'd be a new Ford Focus.
It'd be a newer Ford Focus. A station wagon.
I would
wagon
do the same
too.
Thing. I have no interest in buying like a car. No.
Right.
I actually get real pissed off when people like insist that they need a certain type of car when they really don't. Like it's
right.
a big pet peeve of mine. They're like, well, I have to have X, Y, and Z because like there's snow.
Yeah. No, you don't.
That's a big one. Yeah.
Right. I need that SUV. You don't need an SUV, but yeah, it'd be a modest car.
Okay. And you're still working same job, or would you do like some silly job just for fun?
Same job for a little while. And
I'd decorate cakes at Wegmans. But I'd be like the worst employee. I'd show up like half the time.
Yeah. I'd get the house, this house fixed up and sell it and move somewhere out in the middle of nowhere.
Okay. You build a house like with slides and stuff?
We'll see. Maybe.
Okay.
Like,
you know what I mean? Like, you gotta have a slide. Like, if you win the lottery, you have to have your own like water slide.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Like, you have to.
An in-ground pool, water slide, the whole deal.
I have a slide going from my one part of my house to the other part just for no reason.
Yeah.
Oh.
It would have to be enclosed though, because kids would jump off of it because.
Oh my gosh. Why wouldn't children?
Right.
I want one of those pools that goes like inside your house and then out.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
A bar in like the basement of Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't leave Pennsylvania, but you just have a swim up creek.
Right.
Like you have like a creek. Yeah. You can like paddle around.
But even that house would have to be modest because
because we're not letting people know. So I can't have slides. Never mind. Right. I can't have a slide because then everybody will know.
Right.
Dead giveaway.
Yeah, you got to keep it hidden. It's like it's like the best and worst thing that happens to you at the same time, you know?
Yeah, because like wouldn't you immediately want to tell everybody?
Yeah.
I would anonymously donate to people. Like,
yeah.
I'd come up with what is it called when you have a fake name? An alias, but not an alias. Like a thing. And I would just like just buy people shit. Do it anonymously. But like not like really useful stuff. Like a trampoline. Just be like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Yeah. Oh God. Think about how much fun you could like have inconveniencing people in a really nice way. Like think about it. Oh God. Like,
hey friend, I bought you this horse. Like, what?
Oh, I would do that.
Well,
100% do that. You know, David Letterman bought Conan O'Brien a horse.
Oh, really?
That was like there's like a whole story where I don't know which Conan O'Brien thing really says you that happened, but when he or somebody, maybe not David Letterman. I don't know all the host things, but it was like one of the late night people bought the guy that took over for him a horse. As like a present, because a horse is the most inconvenient thing you can give somebody. Because you like, there's nothing you could do with it, and you have to like board and feed it and like take care of it for 3 decades. It's the best. That's exactly. Bravo, TJ, because that's exactly what I'm thinking. Like, you win the lottery, just inconvenience people.
Yep.
Oh, amazing.
Annoy them with kindness.
Like you could like probably pull some strings and like. Donate to things and get people like nominated as like head of city council and stuff. Like you could just like do really weird stuff with it.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. That'd be the other way I'd go. Eccentric billionaire. Like doing all sorts of weird fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel like I'd want to do nice stuff too, but
yeah,
I don't know.
But...
Buy somebody a real, like, okay, so the car thing, buy somebody a car, but like, have it be like neon orange. You know, just like it's nice, but it's just like a little bit of like a weird thing where you're like,
right.
Or just have your face on it.
No, but you can't because you're anonymous. We're not telling anybody that we won the lottery.
Right.
Then just have like
so make Robert it, like,
TJ.
We want to tell you and you can't tell anybody. So like if you one day get like a neon orange Ford Escort. Like that's the code. Don't tell anybody, but you'll know. And then you're in on it, and then like you could be with us in the like slides and shit. We'll get you some slides, but you can't tell anybody.
That'd be great. And just wake up one morning like, oh, that's a bright orange car.
I'd put the bow on it too.
Bum, bum, bum. Why don't you fill it with newspapers too? Oh wait, you just do that.
Oh my god, do you remember? So I have a question for you. Whenever I don't think I was involved in it, although I think I wanted to be. Didn't Meredith used to like do things to your car?
Oh.
Did it make you actually mad, or were you fake mad? Is what I want to know. Because
here's the little history of it.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
We would do fun pranks.
Yes.
DJ's car, because we had the code to his car. Right. So we would show up at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
And I loved like fill that his car
with newspaper, or we'd fill it with helium balloons and like a birthday cake.
Yeah.
Randomly.
Saran wrapped it once.
Saran wrapped it once. That was a good one.
That was easy to clean up.
Okay.
Yeah. That had to come to an end though, because somebody decided to take sanitary napkins. And stick them on my windows.
Well, that's not nice because that's adhesive.
Exactly. And it was a hot
day.
And
like a... Oh. No.
Yeah.
So you got really pissed.
Oh, I was infuriated.
It wasn't me. Cool.
I know it wasn't you. I know who it was.
It was like somebody taking it too far.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
It's an art. Like, pranking is an art.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah, you can't take it too far. Like, that was impeding me getting to work. Like, yeah. I had to take the day off work to clean that off. That cost me money. Oh,
it's not funny, but that's sad. That's a sad day. I can't come in today, sir. I have to, or ma'am. I have to, you know.
The phone
some
call.
Wings.
The phone call was, hey, Russ, I can't come in. Somebody put stuff all over the windows of my car, and I have to clean it off.
Oh, my God.
Well, just come in when you can. Like, no, I think I'm going to have to take the whole day.
Do you know what happened on our wedding? Do you know that story?
No.
So there are glass markers, and then there's another thing called glass markers. One of them
Maybe you did tell me this, but go ahead.
One of them is a chalk marker that you write on a car with and it comes off. The other one is one that you use to like personalize wine glasses. And my brother's girlfriend got the kind that you use to personalize wine glasses and drew all over my black car.
I do remember hearing that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I understand your pain, and I think that was very uncool of them because it's like infuriating. It's like impossible.
Yeah.
And you have to do it. It's always like time is of the essence with heat in a car.
Exactly.
Because for some reason, it's like this magical clear coat thing that like, like you can't even get soap on like a hot car. So, like, what happens if you put a maxi pad or, like, a paint pen?
Right. Yeah. Ugh. That's when the pranks had to end because somebody took it too far, which was sad.
Someone always has to take it too far.
It was pretty funny whenever it kept happening. Like, it was annoying, but at the same time, it was annoying because I had to clean it up. Funny because, you know.
Yeah.
Saran wrapped car with.
Cake oh, yeah, because you could just take scissors and just snip it right off.
I just wanted to
sort that out once and for all.
The newspaper one is the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, the newspaper one was the greatest because all I can do is picture you, like, opening your car door and, like, newspapers just, like, flowing out. And you just, like, moving them to the side and then getting in your car.
Yep, that's exactly what I did.
That's my favorite.
I can't think of the last time I pranked anybody.
We were talking about that today. We used to send this creepy baby around, and we don't know who had it. We had this like creepy ass baby, and we would just like
if somebody is out there and they have it. Let us know.
Yeah, they used to like mail it to people, or just like put it in people's cars, or like you know, like ding dong ditch it on people's like in a bassinet. Like ding dong ditch it.
Yeah, did you ever get the creepy baby?
No, I never
know
got
if he ever did.
No.
I think because it went out, it went to our friends Sam and Bobby who like live out of state. And then I don't think we ever. I think they might have it. I don't know. tag Bobby in this podcast and see if he listens all the way through.
Bobby from Company You Bobby Keep, Smith. Bobby? Okay.
Yeah, Bobby Smith.
I don't know, though. I feel as though Bobby and Sam sent it back with Hero.
So that, I do. Maybe Hero.
Hero, I think, put it in my back seat of the car so that when I turned to like look back and back out, there was just like a baby. It's a demon baby. It's a plastic baby doll with like devil horns and it's like zombie. It has like fangs. It's awesome. I don't know where it is. We'll find it.
It's yeah.
And then we found $20.
He'll surf it.
And then we found
That's a good way to end. That's a good way to end the podcast right there, man.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It was a meandering story that we had to end. End with $20.
Yeah, and then I found $20. Thank you for listening, and bye, Casper Mattresses and
Robin Hood. If you guys want free Robin Hood stocks, message me and I'll get you guys free Robin Hood stocks. I'll send you my link.
And Article Furniture.
Oh, yeah. Mention, and then I found $20, and they'll give you $20 off on Article Furniture.
And Blue Apron.
Oh, yeah. If you mention...
I think all those, like, Blue Apron shit are, like, really winding down. I don't think anybody does this anymore. I don't think
Kenner Scott Jewelry.
Yeah, Kenner Scott Jewelry is a good one. We did that one.
Yeah.
I'm really moving on the...
Adam and Eve.
I think Robin... Yeah, I don't know. I need Robin Hood stocks, so I want Robin Hood. free stocks.
I can give you my swag code from Swagbucks if you want that.
Swagbucks. Holy shit, I haven't done Swagbucks in a long time.
Me either. You know how much money I made on that, though?
Dude, I know. Like, before Christmas, they were like, your swag bucks are going to expire, which they don't. They just want you back on it.
Right.
And I had $200 in fucking Amazon cards I could get.
Holy crap.
$200. Yeah.
How many people do you need to sign up under you?
I have no fucking clue. Somebody's still doing it that signed up under me.
I should check. Because
I used to make fake accounts and then like, let you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. Yeah, I like cashed them all in. I don't have any anymore, but. Yeah, so do Swagbucks. It used to be, yeah. But you have to, like, totally destroy your computer with ads. That's the only problem.
Well, I would run all that crap in a virtual machine, so whenever it got too bad, I would just destroy it and start over again.
See, I know. I don't know how to do any of that stuff, so.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you need to get me your computer. Remember?
Yeah, I know. I need a new battery for it.
TJ, will you help me pick out a computer? I want to pick out a computer, and I don't know what kind to get.
Sure.
All right, let's do it off air.
Oh, are we not off air?
Not yet.
No, we're still talking. Bye, everybody.
Bye. And then I found $20.
And then I found $20.